we were talking about the early days versus now, and the fact that in the early days, FDE was, well, the environmental organizations were very small, and this was not a very common way of going about trying to influence government by getting together scientists and presenting expert testimony and public hearings and so on. And so my question is, what was it like then in your role, you know, and how has that changed now?
When we first started out, it was a case of a few small voices crying in the wilderness, trying to get the state government to listen to us and trying to get the federal government to listen to us on about the Cross Florida Barge Canal. And at that time, the state government was entirely in favor of the, in fact, everybody almost was in favor of the Cross Florida Barge Canal. They'd been told it was a good thing, and they believed it. And so what we had to do, we were faced with a problem of reversing everybody's perception of this project that had been touted and praised and was so popular about all levels of government. We had to turn that around 180 degrees and convince them what they'd been told all these years was very good was in fact very bad. This is extremely difficult. First of all, just getting them to listen, to even pay any attention, literally to listen to what you had to say, much less act on it. And I say this, we were very fortunate at the time when this came up that the ecology movement gained strength nationwide, and there was this nationwide swing toward environmental awareness, which, because the public demanded it, then the government began to be responsive. And if this happened about the same time that we got into this battle, it was very fortunate for us. The political climate changed. Candidates that got elected were candidates that were more environmentally aware and environmentally concerned. And this happened at the highest levels in the state and federal government. The new administrations that came in, Governor Askew and Governor Graham, very different. The difference between night and day from some of the previous administrations that had backed the Cross Florida Barge Canal. And they knew nothing about it. I assume that Governor Askew's administration probably thought at the beginning this was a good project too, but they were willing to listen to the facts and to really dig into it and find out what was going on. And the Department of Administration planned a 3-day workshop on the Cross Florida Barge Canal as a result of our constant criticism of the project and our attempts to get them to see that this was a bad project. They held a 3-day workshop in Tallahassee to get at the facts. This is the first time the state government had really looked at both sides of the issue. And they held a 3-day workshop with representatives of the Canal Authority and the Corps of Engineers and FDE and other interested people to find out what were all of the facts about the canal with regard to the environment, the economics, the geology, all parts of it. And this during this 3-day workshop, really the state's position on the canal really turned around 180 degrees as a result of those 3 days. And instead of being an enthusiastic supporter of the canal, the state government from then on became increasingly opposed to the canal, resulting finally in 1976 in the governor and cabinet voting to withdraw their support of the canal.
Did that also, they're changing their opinion about it, did that also change the way FDE was perceived by government?
I think very much so. I think that our reputation as an honest, straightforward organization, I think, was built on that workshop. I think that our presentations at the workshop brought the attention of government to FDE and showed the government that FDE was an effective, honest organization that they could rely on for honest testimony. And since then, we have become increasingly called upon, not having to go beat down the doors to talk to them, but we've been invited to testify in legislative hearings and administrative hearings for the governor and the cabinet to testify as experts on these problems. And we've got to the point now where the leaders of FDE, people like Marjorie and Helen Hood, are now very strong politically in the state, or some of the in environmental matters have more political clout probably than anybody in the state of Florida. They are not having to beg to be heard now. They are invited to come and testify and to give their opinions and invited to serve on advisory boards and to give their counsel to the government.
Well,